The glorious church is a reflection of God's beauty, character, and nature. The glorious church is God's workmanship, created for good works, light for a dark world, and salt for the earth. The glorious church must be pure and impactful, for it is the only institution mandated to bring life and hope to the nations. Plug in to the annual theme of the Church of Pentecost for 2020. A glorious church to possess the nations. Come, let us drink deep from the word through which we are being cleansed and washed to become a radiant church. Welcome to Pentecost Hour, God's timely word for our dying world.
Praise the Lord. Tonight, God is not dead. God is alive. God is not dead. He is alive. I feel him in my soul. And I feel him all over me. God is not dead. He is alive. God is not dead. He is alive. The Lord brings death. And makes life. The Lord brings death. And then he makes others alive. He brings down to the grave. And he raises some up. Even from the grave. Like he did to Lazarus. So he sends people to the grave. And then he brings people out of the grave. God is not dead. It is this power of his. That the Abrahams worked with.
And Abraham, the
it is the same power that Moses parted the Red Sea with.
And
it is the same power that Eutychus was brought back to life. The same power will bring you life tonight. God is not dead. He is alive. God is not dead. He is alive. The Lord sends poverty. And worth. He humbles and he exhausts. He humbles.
See,
when he decides to exalt you, he doesn't need any presbytery meeting. He doesn't need any consultation. He doesn't need any permission. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, may the Lord exalt you. Oh, God is not dead. He is alive.
What he has
said. God has spoken once. And twice have I heard that all power belongs to God. All power belongs to God. All power belongs to God. He is alive. He is alive. Tonight I want you to catch something.
See,
certain things are taught. Others are caught. Tonight catch something. Release your faith. And if you cannot walk, I want to encourage you to walk. If you are sick, just begin to receive your healing. Catch the healing power. Catch it tonight. In the name of Jesus. God is not dead. He is alive. God is not dead. Let us begin to burst out in tongues. Wherever you are, begin to pray. So In Luke chapter 1, Let us go into the Christmas story again.
Yes, Uncle Hebronia, Asem Numubio.
Luke chapter 1.
Luke Asem Pano.
From verse 26.
Itiba Kunchemubio Nuncia.
Luke 1 from 26.
Luke Asem Panitiba Kunchemubio Nuncia.
In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy,
Na Ebosumia Tosuncia Numuno.
God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth.
Onyakoposma, Bofo Gabriel called Galilee.
A town in Galilee.
Krobia our friend in Nazareth.
To a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph.
Ababa maybe our friend Joseph,
a descendant of David.
The
virgin's name was Mary.
Na baba ni Maria.
The angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Greetings. You who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greetings this might be. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary.
Maria,
you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son. And you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. Now Mary listened to the angel. Now then Mary asked this question. How will this be? Mary asked the angel. Since I am a virgin.
If he said minim
or I've heard what you are saying. We all read scripture. We have heard that all power belongs to God. But the greatest question we all have is how?
And he said,
how will this be? How will I receive my healing? Because, you see, you cannot give birth when you don't know a man. So Mary said, since I am a virgin,
Maria said,
I have heard you.
Mate,
you have even named my child already.
What to me bani dimpok dada?
And you have said so many things about him.
Now what can you
but you see, you have gone too far.
Nampo where work with
I am a virgin.
Me obabunu.
I don't know a man.
Minim mebiara.
That was a legitimate question. So the angel was forced to explain. Tell Mary the how.
You see,
how will this be? She was querying the method. In what way? Or in what manner? By what means? I will give birth. No problem. But I am a virgin. So how is that going to happen? The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you. And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative,
Elizabeth,
is going to have a child in her old age. And she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in a 6th month. For with God, all things, not some things, all things are possible. Then Mary simply said, okay, I'm the Lord's servant.
Hey,
Mary answered.
Mary said,
may your word to me be fulfilled.
Then
the angel left her. And that was it. But let's go back to the question. How would this be? Mary asked the angel. Since I am a virgin. Then the angel answered. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Now let's go to John chapter 16. Verse verse 12 and 13. I have much more to say to you. More than you can now bear. But when he. The spirit of truth, comes. Listen. When the spirit of truth comes. When the Holy Spirit comes. That is all that we need. How can it be? Since I am a virgin,
if he said minim berima,
the Holy Spirit, he is the answer to all our challenges. Jesus said, when the Spirit comes, and tonight may the Spirit fall on you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You may be asking, how can this be? Since my womb has been removed, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. How can it be? Since I have no money, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The answer is in the power of the Holy Ghost. How can it be? Since I have already been handed dead retrenchment letter. How can that be? The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Our answers, our deliverance is in when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Tonight God is not there. He is alive. Wherever you are, may the Holy Spirit come upon you. In Jesus' name. Maybe the doctors have said, it is over. It is never going to, you are never going to be healed. Don't worry. You see, the angel said, all things are possible. So far as God is concerned. Now, so the angel was saying this. Matthew 19:26. Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible. You see, if it were Jesus who went to Mary, he wouldn't just have said, with God, all things are possible.
You
show a better understanding to the situation than the angel did. You see, the angel said, with God, all things are possible. But here is Jesus dealing with a certain man.
And
then he said, with man, this is impossible. Because in our realm,
if he said,
where we live, if you don't know a man, and you are a virgin, you cannot give birth. So Jesus would have said, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. You see, so what the angel was trying to tell Mary is that, see, I understand you. Where you people live, this thing is impossible. Of where I come from. You don't need to know a man. So where I come from. And I have the good news for you. There is someone who has come from the same place the angel was talking about. He is with us. His name is the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit comes tonight, may the Spirit come upon you. Anything that you have labeled impossible, I understand you. That is the doctor's report. With man, that could be very, very impossible. But where God lives, there is no sun, there is no electricity, There is no sun. The Bible said the face of the Lamb shines in the city. There is no day. There is no night. There is no day. There is no night. Time does not work there. And from there, may the power of the Holy Ghost rest upon you tonight and turn the impossibilities to possibilities. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Maybe you are sick. I want you to begin to believe God for healing. As we continue in prayer, I want you to stretch forth your legs, because God is going to give you new legs. You may not have teeth, but may the Lord give you teeth. You may not be hearing, but in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, may the Holy Ghost come upon you. Now begin to hear. Begin to speak. Begin to hear. Begin to speak. I am ministering to you. I'm saying that begin to hear. Begin to speak. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, just join us in prayer. Join us in prayer. It is miracle time. It is miracle time now. We are looking at the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. How can this be? The Holy Ghost will come upon you. How can this be? How can I go back to school? The Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. Rabaya Bassa. Rabaya Bassa. Rabaya Bassa. Rabaya Bassa. Rabaya Bassa. Join in the prayer in the name of Jesus. Rabo Tayan Tayan Beri Andara Beri Andara the Holy Ghost, 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 the Holy Ghost,
He's all we need to have our
God is not there. God is not there. God is not there. He is alive. So
let the power of the Lord come down. Let the power of the Lord. Hallelujah. From heaven, let the power of the Lord, let the power of the Lord come down. Hallelujah. Let the power of the Lord come down in Jesus' name. Let the power of the Lord come down. Hallelujah.
Let the power of the Lord come down.
are going before the Lord. We are standing upon the word of God tonight. The Lord Jesus said that with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. I've come to understand that man can do what man can do. Money can do what money can do. But prayer can do what God can do. Tonight, if the doctors are saying it is impossible, we are going to God in prayer.
Yes,
God. That the Lord say that with him all things are possible.
Yes,
we are lifting our voice and crying to the Lord. That this situation that I'm in, as I lift up my voice, may your power come over me. Let your spirit come into me. Let your hand rest over me. Let your power be at work. Lift up your voice wherever you are. Lift up prayer to the Lord. With God, all things are possible. Pray to that situation. With God, it is possible. Lift up your voice. Pray to that challenge. Pray to that situation. Pray to it. One lady by Annalisa was sharing her testimony. That she felt terribly sick. And she was admitted at the hospital.
And
the doctor said, because of that situation, everything that makes a woman should be taken out of her system.
Or else she won't survive.
They took out her womb, they took out her ovaries, everything. Still, her situation was getting worse and worse. So the doctors declared that she's going to die in 2 weeks' time. In 2 weeks' time, she's going to lose her life.
So she
now, one night, as she lay there hopeless, all of a sudden, a bright light entered the room.
Can you be bold on them?
Tonight, God, who is the bright morning star,
he
is shining in your room right now. That situation that looks hopeless, the light of God is shining through. And all of a sudden, Jesus came through and spoke to her. He mentioned her name, Annalisa. Tonight God knows your name. He knows that situation. He says that once he is in it, all things are possible. And the Lord Jesus says that your Redeemer liveth. God is not dead. Don't look at that situation. Don't let that situation scare you. Because the God that we worship, he is not dead. Our God is alive. Our God is alive. Then the Lord Jesus spoke to Annalisa. Annalisa, you shall not die. A year by this time, you will give birth to a baby boy. Someone who had no womb. Someone who had no ovaries. Everything that makes a woman was taken out of her body. When the doctors came for a checkup, they assessed this lady, she was recovering quickly. They did not understand. All of a sudden, they discharged her from the hospital. And exactly a year. During the period, the doctors realized Annalisa wasn't feeling so well. She went for a checkup. The doctor said that she's pregnant. So they had to create an artificial womb, place it in her stomach, and exactly a year she took seed. She gave birth to a baby boy. Our Redeemer liveth. God is not dead. Lift up your voice wherever you are. I want you to cry to God that because you are alive, come into my situation. May the power of the Holy Ghost brood over me tonight. Wherever you are, cry that the power of the Holy Ghost will come over you, and it will make impossibilities become possible. Lift up your voice in prayer. In the name of Jesus. God is not dead. Our God is alive. Because he has not changed, we are not destroyed. Our God is alive. Our God is alive. Kama baba raba baba yele bolo bolo bosse perebe ha pa 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 kama raba da bosse yele bredo se perebe kama raba da bosse pa. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. 10 days around, change the situation in this prayer moment. Change the situation.
Alabo Sapala, Ablia Pantapaya, Yelepapa, Rapapa, Radadabo Sape, Yelemene Mekapa, Hapapa, Ablia Pantapaya, Habadabo Sapebe, Yelebredo Sate, Hanamanamakapa, Ratatatanaba, Hedeberebekapa, Kapapa, Rabadaba Samaraba. In the name of Jesus. One hour shut it, Asia for me. Oh, my word to me, yeah. Nyanka word to me, yeah. Yabu, yeah, yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yabu, yeah, yes, sir. One hour shut it, Asia for me. One hour shut it, Asia for me.
Let the Holy Spirit come upon us so that impossibilities will become possible. Tonight, this moment, may the Spirit of God come upon us. May the Spirit of God come upon us. Come upon us. Come upon us. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, overshadow us tonight. Holy Ghost, overshadow us tonight. Make impossibilities become possible. In the name of Jesus, that situation that looks impossible, Holy Ghost, come over us. Holy Ghost, brood over us. Holy Ghost, overshadow us and let impossibilities become possible. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
We are going to declare that the power of God will overshadow you tonight. Wherever you are, what is you have labeled impossible, it is going to tend to be possible. But listening to this, you see, with God, all things are possible. There is another person outside God with whom all things are also possible. Listen to me closely. With God, all things are possible. But there is another fellow outside God with whom all things are also possible. Who is this fellow? Mark chapter 9.
Verse
23.
Mark 9:23.
Now, this is where this man brought the child who had some demonic spirit to the disciples. And they couldn't cast the spirit out. And when Jesus came, this man brought the child to Jesus. And he complained, saying, I brought my child who is demon possessed to your disciples to heal him. And the man said, but they could not. Then verse 23, Mark 9:23. I want us to pay attention if you can project it. If you can project it. Then the man, looking at Jesus, he was standing before Jesus. And then the man said, if you can, do something about this
issue.
Then Jesus said, if you can.
And Jesus say, what's it ube to me?
So you are standing before me and you are telling me if I can.
Now would you menim na wo catch them say me be to me?
If you can.
Say ube to
me. You are before me, you are asking me.
Would you menim me?
And then you are questioning my ability. That if you can. Then Jesus said, everything is possible for one who believes. So it's not about Jesus. It is about you believing. So whoever believes that there is life in the world, whoever believes tonight that the Holy Spirit will change the situation, if you can believe, then all things will be possible for you. So one other fellow outside God, with him all things are possible, is the one who can believe. Tonight, if you believe, all things are possible. I mean all things means all things. We shall sing some of our old tunes. You may not maybe you are not a Ghanaian, so you may not understand this song, but lift your faith, because the Holy Spirit will come upon you wherever you are. And if you believe, all things are possible. All things are possible with him who believes. Now, if you can, please rise to your feet. As we sing this song, lift your faith, believe, and you will never be the same again. I am.
Soon some crumb, bra.
Sing along if you can.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost will come upon you.
Hallelujah.
Do
some grum grum bra. Do some grum grum bra. Wherever you are, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command any impossibility, any sickness, any chronic disease, any spirit of infirmity, I draw it in the name of Jesus, and I command it to be gone. In the name of Jesus, I kill every cancerous cell in your life in the name of Jesus. I kill every virus spirit in the name of Jesus. Any womb that is closed, any womb that is shut, in the name of Jesus, ancient gates, lift up ancient gates, be open now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I command any ancient gates, every ancient gate, any ancient gate, every ancient gate, any writing against you, any curse from the pit of the enemy, I curse the curse in the name of Jesus. I curse any curse in the name of Jesus, and I command that you be totally delivered from every dominion of the devil. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I release upon your life deliverance and liberty. Deliverance for your marriage. Deliverance for that your child. In the name of Jesus. Deliverance, deliverance. Healing, healing, healing. Healing, healing, healing. May the Holy Ghost come upon you. And may He work a work in your life today and forevermore. I want you to begin to do what has been impossible for you to do over the years. Now begin to do it now. Jump, jump, jump high. Begin to jump and leap. And praise God. In the name of Jesus. God is not dead. Receive a new kidney. In the name of Jesus. Receive fresh new liver. Let every organ be healed. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that when I pray, you listen and you hear. And today too.
And then so
you have heard from above.
What say every
soul? By the power of the Holy Ghost.
When I'm home, come to me. So
you have worked a work.
Why you do ma?
In the midst of your people.
Thank you for
the healings. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for the blessing. Because you are not dead. You are alive. We thank you. And we bless you. In the name of Jesus. Shall all the saints shout, amen.
Amen. Amen.